Bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
With the main news at 18 hours, these are stories that are making headlines. Government has announced significant progress in its nationwide aerial mineral mapping survey. CASC says the Auditor General and Financial Intelligence Center reports are losing relevance in the fight against corruption. And in international news, Pentagon to offer more limited support to U.S. allies in defense strategy shift.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the main news in detail, my name is Macy Chanika. Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development has announced significant progress in its nationwide aerial mineral mapping survey, which has reached 55% completion. Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kaveta says the high-solution airborne geophysical survey is modernizing the country's geological database and opening new frontiers for exploration, particularly in previously underexplored regions. He says the survey is a key component of Zambia's strategy to position itself as a premier destination for mining investment, with abundant copper reserves and emerging critical minerals like cobalt, lithium, nickel. The country is poised to play a pivotal role in the global energy transition. Dr. Kaveta made these remarks during the courtesy call by Swiss Ambassador to Zambia, Stefan Rey, at the ministry headquarters on the 23rd of January 2026.
Zambia, I believe, is a favorable investment destination for exploration, mining, and business areas at both the largest and small scale level. And that has improved on our, because of the rich mineral deposits and because of the green transitional minerals, I think the whole range of the minerals we talk about, they are found in Zambia. Yeah, so we look forward to a possible relationship with you. At the moment, we are trying to have a great understanding of the mineral resource that we have. We have a general understanding that we have mineral resources in the country.
The Swiss ambassador to Zambia, Stephanie Riggs, expressed optimism about Zambia's investment potential, highlighting the country's strong ties with Switzerland. Mr. Ray says Zambia's strategic location, rich mineral resources, and growing economy make it an attractive destination for Swiss investors.
I've seen quite a lot of successful Swiss businessmen here in Zambia, and they benefited from a startup loan that is a state-financed loan system, not a lot, half a million, but with half a million dollars, a Swiss company is now making the best coffee in the world in Mbala, Monsunzu, highly rated coffee, and they created between 600 and 900 jobs in Zambia.
Robert Kapasa Makasa, Financial Education Memorial Trust Managing Director, Emmanuel Kangwa, says there's need for government to ensure that the current pension reforms being undertaken are aligned with international standards. Government is currently in the process of reforming the country's pension policy. Mr. Kangwa says while the decision to undertake pension reforms is commendable, it is important that the policy changes conform to internationally accepted standards. He says this will ensure that the country puts in place pension policies that meet the best practices and provides adequate protection for citizens. Meanwhile, Mr. Kangwa has commended government for introducing the National Corporate Governance Code. He says there is need for government to make it mandatory for all public institutions to implement the code in order to enhance transparency and accountability.
Pension amendments and changes which are an ongoing process by the Ministry of Labour and Social Services, coupled with the changes in the pensions of everywhere in the world, Zambia should not afford to remain behind with these changes in the pension sector.
Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, says the Auditor General's and Financial Intelligence Center reports are losing relevance in the fight against corruption, stating that reports are no longer effective tools for accountability. Brighton Tembo, who is CAAC Chief Executive Officer, argues that although the report exposes serious financial irregularities, decisions on investigations and prosecutions are left to law enforcement agencies, which the organization accuses of showing compromise and selectivity in handling corruption cases. Mr. Tembo says the reports have increasingly become academic and ceremonial, ending up at public accounts committee sittings and in media headlines, with no decisive action taken afterward, despite being produced at high cost to taxpayers. He has further criticized institutions such as the Anti-Corruption Commission for sidelining the reports, noting that they are meant to be key instruments for the transparency, oversight and prudent management of public funds. The organization has expressed concern over government ministries' continued failure to implement Auditor General's recommendations, saying the repeated occurrence of the same financial irregularities show that the reports are steadily losing their purpose in safeguarding public resources.
There are those who are in the lower ranking in terms of positioning in civil service. Those at the highest level, they did nothing. Allegations might come. Look at, for example, the investigation of cabinet ministers. It is over 2 years now. Look at the case of the Solicitor General. It is over 2 years under investigation. Look at what happened at the Ministry of Finance. Those who were giving themselves illegal allowances, they were only had to bring back whatever they took away from Zambians almost 5 years ago or 7 years ago. So when corruption is being fought, but it is indicating characteristics of selective corruption type, that type of corruption type cannot even suffice to say it is an improvement in corruption type. Otherwise, the current corruption type, it has a lot of factors missing in it.
The opposition Socialist Party has called on the people of Kasama to vote for Joseph Mubanga in the mayoral by-election set for 29th January 2026. Kasama is voting on the 29th of January 2026 in a mayoral by-election following the death of the former Mayor Teresa Kolala of the Patriotic Front, who passed away on 5th December 2025. In a statement Saturday, Socialist Party Copper Board Provincial Vice Chairperson and Central Committee Member Regan Kashinga described Mubanga as a committed resident who has worked tirelessly to uplift the community. Mr. Kashinga highlighted Mubanga's contribution, including the construction of schools and other development projects in Kasama. He criticized the ruling UPND for neglecting the district and prioritizing their own political allies. Mr. Kashinga pointed to the recent remarks by senior government officials claiming they admitted the president only listens to his close associates. He urged voters to reject leaders who disregard the voices of ordinary citizens. Mr. Kashinga noted that Kasama has suffered from hunger, fertilizer shortages and unpaid dues, which he attributed to poor governance. He argued that continued support for the UPND would mean endorsing hardships and broken promises. Mr. Kashinga stated that electing Mubanga would strengthen the Socialist Party Nation agenda under Dr. Fred Membe. He appealed to Kasama residents to make a bold statement at the polls and usher a new beginning by voting for Mubanga.
Who push Joseph Mubanga, and if anything, Vamembe who find ways and means how to help the thing there in Kasama, no, such a thing. By UPN Dinga Mwava Sala, Shimoko Vatmureva, Eva Tiawe, Imabe Nemoa, Mr. Twadi, Dinamure to Vepa, Natupon and Sala, Maritipo Cafe Triza, Maritu Katilen Dama Quefara, Maritipo Kembuto, Le Roma Tretra and Sramananda, Chita Munotwadi. Let us not support.